This is the EWN Podcast Network.
Welcome to Change, Redefining Success, the podcast designed to inspire you and give you actionable information to enhance, up-level, reimagine, and reinvent your life and your livelihood. No matter where you started, where you are now, or where you've been, you too can lead an authentic, first-class life. Each week, new stories of turning points and transformation will help you define what success means to you so you can live your best life on your terms. Now here's your host, first-class life mentor and certified Profiting from Your Passions coach, Kate Fessler.
Welcome to Change, Redefining Success. I'm your host, Kate Fessler, and this week my guest is Kathy Weidlich. Kathy is a certified Jack Canfield trainer and contributed Chapter 19 in Jack Canfield's book, Road to Success. She has a master's degree in counseling and education. Kathy was a University Wellness Center director and taught psychology at Bastyr University. She later was a top-producing real estate managing broker for more than a dozen years, including owner of a 30-broker real estate company. Through her real estate experience, Kathy learned that seniors are often preyed upon by unscrupulous people. Kathy left her position as CEO of her real estate office to create a trusted place for seniors to find credible resources. She is currently leading the development of the Global Trusted Resource Network that connects expert service providers, educators, coaches, and trainers who provide exceptional services while creating caring communities for all generations. As founder and CEO of Legacy Success Alliance, Kathy has created a hub for all consumers to access trusted resources. Success expert Jack Canfield is the first member of Legacy Success Alliance's Board of Advisors. Kathy is most proud of mentoring her son, Blaise Devera. They are co-authoring a book together, Cracking the Closer Code, What Sales Experts Don't Want You to Know. Kathy enjoys many activities, meditating, reading, self-development books, and hiking. Kathy also loves boating and water sports, especially scuba diving. She's an adventurer and a risk taker who enjoys jumping out of planes and running off mountains, with a parachute, of course. Kathy loves to dance and admires anyone willing to get on a dance floor and move around. Most of all, she is someone who loves to laugh and make others feel good. Welcome, Kathy.
Thanks a lot, Kate, for having me.
Let's start in the earlier years. You have a master's degree in counseling and education. Was your intention to be a teacher?
You know, it wasn't. I actually started college as a physical therapist. And when I was 19, I went home my first year in college. It was Christmas time. I was going to college in Illinois. My family lived in New Orleans because of my dad's job. They had moved down there. And my dad took me for a ride in the car and told me that my mom was dying.
And
my mom was 40. My dad was 41. I was 19, oldest of six kids. My youngest sister was only four. And I ended up quitting college just for a semester, helped my dad, take care of my brothers and sisters. And through that experience, so I found out at Christmas, and in August, she was dead. We were really, really close. And so it was really devastating. And you can imagine it was, quite a crisis for the entire family. But when I went back to college, physical therapy just didn't do it for me anymore. And I just, started to search for, what I was really meant to do. And I feel that experience, brought me to counseling, and that's where I really started on my path to really help others. And that's really why I think I got into counseling was from that entire experience. I actually wanted to get into being a marriage and family counselor and, helping families.
So what changed your mind about that?
I got into family social services and psychology, got into family counseling, actually worked a lot in premarital counseling. That's what I did, in my master's degree. But actually worked my way through my master's degree working in the residence halls. And through that experience, I just stayed. I just, you know, started as in charge of one residence hall, and then, you know, a floor, and then a hall, and several areas, and had my child, had Blaze, was actually a year old before we actually moved out of the residence halls. Had the best best babysitters in the world, my staff. But what happened was when I was looking for a job after being in the residence halls, I didn't really know what I was going to do because there was very limited other positions. And it's kind of funny, you know, it's we don't always know how our lives are going to take our, you know, our turns. I actually, the only thing on campus outside of the residence halls was a sexuality counselor position. And at the time, oh my gosh, Kate, at the time I had been with the same man. I married my high school sweetheart since I was 14. And when I was going through school, life, you know, was very different. I applied for the sexuality counselor position where you're an expert in sexuality for a college campus of over 25,000 students. And it was like, you know, you have to be an expert in birth control and STDs and HIV and AIDS and everything. I didn't even know what an STD stood for. I got the job over people with their PhD, and I'm thinking, STP? Because it was when I was going to school. Anyway, they hired me because I, you know, I had that connection with the students, you know. So that's actually, I mean, that's how kind of things have, I don't know, that's just kind of how it just seems like my journey has taken place.
You were the University Wellness Center director and taught psychology at Bastyr University, but you then went into real estate. What triggered that decision?
Well, I actually was, after being the sexuality counselor at Southern Illinois University, that's after a couple of years I became the Wellness Center director. And then I, after about 5 years of that, I actually got a divorce and moved out to Seattle to be near my Graham. And my Graham actually saw the first automobile in Seattle, but she was born in Seattle. And Blaise and I moved out here. And that's when I taught psychology to nutrition and naturopathic students at Bastyr University. So it was actually from, you know, being a wellness center director. I got into real estate with my second husband, who was in mortgage and was giving, I was actually education director at Master Builders at the time. And he said, oh my gosh, Kathy, I'm getting so much online leads from you know, his mortgage business. He was giving it to realtors and just said, gosh, with your people skills and your work ethic, you should be in real estate. So I was like, oh my gosh, you know, you don't even, I just had never even thought about that before. And I, you know, the more I thought about it, I got my real estate license. And in 2003, I jumped into real estate and loved it. Absolutely loved all the counseling and education and everything. And actually focused on first-time home buyers because I had, you know, really loved working with young adults. And that's where I started.
So you grew that business into quite a large real estate business for about a dozen years. What made you decide it was time to move on to something new?
Again, you know, I had always, you know, focused on young adults, and all of a sudden I found myself focusing on seniors. And it just, again, it just evolved. It wasn't something that was planned. And Kate, I was going into homes and I was talking to seniors, and many times, you know, they're different family members, but the seniors were so paralyzed from doing what, you know, they really needed to do to help themselves because they didn't know who to trust. And at that time, many of the people I was speaking with, the sale of their home was all the money they had to really, to, you know, for the rest of their lives, you know, to live on. And so who they used to sell their home, their realtor, was a huge, huge decision. And it was, some of them had already interviewed like 3, 4, even 5 realtors before they chose me. And I think that, you know, for sure, the counseling, the education, the just, you know, I think that they just knew that I genuinely cared. And I listened to their needs, and I was willing to do whatever it took to really help them and put their best interests first, and they felt it. And so for many of them, it was a beautiful experience, because once I was helping them, many times I was actually working with all 3 generations when, you know, the family saw how good I was taking care of the, you know, the elderly person and their family. But that's really how it developed. It really wasn't something that I, you know, I really planned to focus on seniors. It was, yeah, it just happened.
It just evolved like everything else, right?
It really did. And then it was more like, I'll never forget, you know, you had mentioned something like, what was that defining moment? And I found myself almost like having experiences with senior clients where one couple was actually scammed out of $2 million. Another couple had a roofer walked up to their front door and was, you know, the guy talked to him for like an hour and then sold them a $70,000 roof that they didn't need. This was before I connected with them. I mean, things like that were going on all the time in home care. Professionals smoking with my seller that had an oxygen tank, you know, next to her. I mean, just, you know, it was just horrible things all the time. And finally, I was flown down to Southern California for a job. I was actually a team leader of a Keller Williams office in Marysville. And just, oh my gosh, I just, you know, I loved my brokers. And I was flown down to Southern California in San Diego and had a different job down there. And I was on the plane and I remember thinking about the team leader position down there. And then I thought about, you know, the senior program that I'd been developing at Master Builders of King and Snohomish Counties with a beautiful group of people there. And it was all about helping seniors with their housing needs, helping them stay in their home or downsize or move into senior communities. And all of a sudden, it was like my heart soared. It was just like, oh my gosh. I got up the next day and I'll never forget it. I was standing, we had a team meeting, you know, just, you know, it was just, that had already been planned. I had about 100 agents and I got up and I had no plan. And I just got up in front of them and I said, I love you, but I gotta go. And they're just looking at
me.
Wow. Yep. And they're like, oh my gosh. And they're just like, their eyes are so big. And I was like, do you guys think I'm crazy? And I remember Sandy looking at me and going like, and they were all kind of like, no, but you know, we wouldn't do it, you know? And that was kind of that was the start of it. It was just, I knew I had, it was almost like, you know, I felt like I can't turn my cheek, you know, I have to do something. So that's what I did.
So out of that experience, or at least with that thought in mind, you created the Legacy Success Alliance. Actually, what is that and how does it help people, particularly seniors?
Well, I'll tell you, it has gone through an evolution. It started as Senior Transition Network. And it started with just helping seniors with their housing needs. And what happened was I quickly learned that that was a Band-Aid. You know, I mean, that's still needed. But how it's evolved with into Legacy Caring and now into Legacy Success Alliance is that we're revitalizing our senior focus within a very, it's just a really comprehensive program because we also want to help future generations be proactive. So now we're setting up, this is like how we set up our families for successful legacies. So like the evolution now makes sense to me because this is my life's purpose. I just, you know, I realized, you know, very quickly that I couldn't just, you know, help seniors move out of their homes into the next place, that I, because many of them hadn't planned. And so I really saw that it was much bigger than that for me, not that that's really needed. And a lot of those people and professionals are still part of this program and will continue to be. But I just saw that the bigger, my life's purpose was much bigger than that. And it was that I needed to help future generations be proactive.
So it's not just about seniors.
It's definitely not just about seniors. It's helping seniors, definitely with their needs right now. But a real focus of this group is also very much helping younger generations be proactive in really eight different life dimensions. And a lot of that has to do with things like, you know, their finances and their health and, you know, helping them really be able to plan for, you know, the later years. And so that they're set up to, you know, be able to enjoy them and, you know, be healthy and have the money and, you know, do the things that they want to do to really, I mean, we're living longer. And so to really be able to enjoy those later years.
What type of experts do you have as alliance partners?
Oh my gosh, we have people in every single category there is that focuses on definitely the home. Anyone that has anything to do with helping people with their homes, a lot of holistic health practitioners, anyone having anything to do with finances. So those are three really main focuses, but we are now bringing on service providers, coaches, educators, trainers in eight different life dimensions.
Tell me more about those eight dimensions.
So what we want to do is we want to assess people's needs, and it's individuals. We're going to be working with families, companies, and we're actually going to be going into corporations, and we're going to be assessing needs both emotional and mental, financial, personal development, that whole physical, you know, fitness aspect, the career or professional development, recreation, relationships, and the whole spiritual dimension, the whole dimension of having a higher power, contribution, that dimension. So we really want to take a look at the whole person, and everybody that is working together will be collaborating together, so that as they are working, you know, there's everyone has kind of a hook where someone may want to, the first action they take, it may be they want to make more money. Someone else may want to get into counseling because they're having an issue with their spouse or their child. You know, someone else may want to lose weight or get in shape or write a book, or, you know, everyone's kind of got their thing that they want to do first. So kind of that first action step, whatever it is that somebody wants to do, that positive action step, we want to have that resource for them. But then whoever somebody starts with, everybody's going to know each other. Everyone's being very collaborative. So they'll have, okay, we're getting you started here. And we know that when someone starts with one positive action, that that's the ripple effect. So that when we get somebody going in one area and they're ready for the next one, that we'll have that next connection for them, whatever that next connection is.
You have a fairly rigorous screening process for the service providers in your alliance, presumably to protect the clients so they don't get taken advantage of by unscrupulous people. What's that screening process like?
We do. And actually, it's every single person that's going to be in our program is, it doesn't matter if it's a coach, a trainer, a service provider, they will be going through a very extensive and global criminal background check and screening process. So we're working with a company called SureID, and they originally only worked with like the military, like CIA, FBI, and they are also using us as a pilot to kind of branch out of that whole arena and add our group to work with us to work with the only diverse group like us to go through that, you know, that global, criminal background check and screening process. So we'll be looking at things like people like contractors being licensed, bonded, and insured. And this is something that happens like 3 or 4 times a year. It's not like somebody goes through a screening once or even just once a year and that's it. So it'll be continual. And the other thing that I learned is that, let's say somebody is in Washington, the scammers are very strategic and they will scam here and then they'll jump states and then they'll jump countries. So that's why it's really great, because SureID is in the process right now of they were national and now they're going global. So we will, so it'll all be done. Like as soon as somebody comes on board and we get them screened, it's global. So if somebody's done something anywhere, we will know about it. So there is nothing like this out there. And I'm just very grateful to know that we're going to be able, we want to be that one place where people know they can go to find those, trusted experts that are going to take good care of them.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had to reject someone who applied to be a trusted resource?
Actually, several times. Yes.
Really?
Several times, yes. And you know what? For different reasons. Sometimes, I'll tell you, though, it's been interesting because most people have self-selected themselves out. And in the beginning, I met in person, like person to person with people. And it was interesting. People were, almost everybody's been referred in so far. We haven't done a major marketing and, PR campaign, which is coming in early 2019 still. But people would actually sit down and talk to me and let me know why they couldn't be involved. And a lot of them had been, they had a felony. And even told me why. So it's been interesting. Many of them that haven't come on board, there was a reason, but there were other reasons. There was a company that wanted to have several people, and I found out that they don't pay their clients' claims, and so we accepted one person that we know does. I had one person that after just talking to her for an hour was so self-absorbed, very competitive, very just did not have a collaborative spirit. And this is in the beginning. And it was like, this just isn't going to work for this group. One person was in essential oils and told me, we weren't even looking at holistic health practitioners at the time, and based on, what she needed for, she was, fairly new. And I was like, this isn't the best use of your marketing dollars right now, but it will be in the future, so it just kind of has depended.
Is there a charge to clients to access these professionals?
There will be. What right now we've got, it's both business to business and business to consumer. So right now we've got like three different, we're starting with providers because we need to have providers in our group in order to serve the consumers that come, the clients. So first we've got service providers, and that's like $400 to join. And that's just people that want to do service. They don't care about, you know, educating their colleagues or anything like that. They just want a, you know, landscaper that wants to go in and just do a really great job for the seller or the homeowner. And then we've got expert providers, and they are service providers, but they also are, you know, people that love to, you know, like a landscaper that loves to also provide education to the seller and the realtors about how to actually do things to your yard to make it faster and more appealing, so it's going to, you know, sell at a better price and, you know, a faster time and all of those kinds of things. And then we've got strategic partners, and that's like the very best in their profession and in their industry. And they're the ones that really set the standards. So we've got three different levels there. And then our consumers that we're not, we haven't launched to the public yet on purpose, because I really feel that we have to be really stellar before we brand to the public, because we really have to be able to do exactly what we say we're going to do. In the beginning, our providers are going to first be able to pilot this to their own clients for free, and be able to bring their clients in, be able to use us and give us feedback. And we will take all of their feedback and make our website and our process and everything better. And that's going to be the second half of this year. And then we're going to launch big time to the public with a major comprehensive marketing and PR and social media and everything campaign, and a major event in 2019. And so that's when there will be a fee in a couple of different ways that that consumers can be involved. And what I learned was that others similar to us that had, you know, that provided services, I've learned from my providers that when there was no charge, that that actually they received a different quality of prospect or client would come to them than when there was a charge. So they, you know, I thought it would just be free, to be, you know, quite candid. I thought that it would be free to the public, but that's actually not what's going to happen. There is going to be somewhat of a charge. There will be a special code or something special for those in need, whether it be, you know, special population that, you know, really can't afford as much as others, and a special code to our providers to, at their discretion, you know, maybe with seniors that don't have the money to, you know, to afford what maybe someone who's already, you know, who's still working and everything can. So we are taking that definitely into consideration, but it won't be for free, just because we have found that the clients that have come have been, I don't know, they say that all they've done is just try and reduce the fees, and they've never been happy, and they just haven't enjoyed the quality of working with them. So it's been interesting. I never expected that at all.
Do you have exclusivity, for example, like just one career coach or just one financial planner, or are there multiple service providers for each type of specialty?
Definitely not exclusivity. I will say that once we, like with our providers right now, once we have, you know, a couple good ones, we're not looking for more. We're really more into wanting to have different, you know, that variety. But because we're going nationwide and global, and because, I don't know about you, but, you know, someone can, you know, like one type of counselor that's not a good fit for another. They might like, you know, one realtor may be a good fit for one and not for another. Some people are very much into a geographical area, not for others. Some people do things virtually and literally can. We have an organizer, for example, that is totally virtual and doesn't do that much locally. I've got another organizer that does everything locally and nothing virtually. So it really just depends. Our people are really focused on assessing the needs. And if they're not the right person, they do refer. We've got more realtors probably in this group than any one category right now. I will also say that they've made more money from each other than any others from cross referrals. So it's a very collaborative group.
You studied with Jack Canfield, and he's on the advisory board of this Legacy Success Alliance. In the unlikely event someone may not know who Jack Canfield is, what does that mean, and what are you certified to do as a Jack Canfield certified trainer?
Okay, well, most people, if they don't know Jack Canfield, they know Chicken Soup for the Soul, the book or the book series. And very quickly, I'll tell you, my story with Jack started, I met him in 1990 when I was director of the University Wellness Center, Southern Illinois University. And we were looking at the whole issue of self-esteem with our students. And about five of us leaders, we went to the first National Self-Esteem Conference in Boulder, Colorado. And there were like days of just presenters, constant presenters. And out of all of those people, and I was with the University Health Service, so I was the one with the money. And I was like, out of all of those people, I was like, that's the guy that I want to come and work with us. We were looking for somebody in self-esteem. And it was Jack. And it was before he was famous for Chicken Soup. So he came, it's like 2 hours to St. Louis from Carbondale. So he came a couple times for a couple days. And, you know, we knew each other, talked and everything. I mean, you know, great guy. And then I didn't see him again for like 24 years. And when he became famous, I thought, oh gosh, he's, you know, good for Jack. Like, you know, he's just so wonderful. He deserves it the whole bit. And, it was really interesting because when I started to think about this program, I was actually on a master builder trip in Hawaii with other colleagues. And I started to write down famous names of people that I knew would be involved in this program in some way, someday. And Jack was number one on the list. And I hadn't thought about him forever. But I was like, okay, I don't know why, but he's supposed to be involved. And then in May of, I started this in my own company in actually August of 2013. May of 2014, I got an email saying Breakthrough to Success Workshop, 5 days in Scottsdale, Arizona in August. And I went, I don't know why I'm supposed to reconnect with Jack. And so I registered on Monday. I get a call from Jody, who works with them, saying, Kathy, congratulations, you won. I'm like, won what? And she said, you won a free coaching call with Jack out of over 350 people that are going to be at this workshop. So, you know, it's kind of like no coincidence, right? And so anyway, I'm on the first call. I'm telling him it was about, you know, seniors and their housing needs at the time. And he's like, oh, Kathy, you know, this is so good. This is so needed. What can I do to help you? And I'm like, Jack, you can be on my board of advisors. And he started to really laugh. And I'm like, Jack, you taught me to ask. And he's like, I did, didn't I? And he said, yes. And so I became a trainer. And that is, he trains people to really focus on his success principles. And he's got like 67 in his success principles book. And after, that was February 15. And after you go through a training, you write a letter. Or he asked that you do. And he called me. And after I wrote the letter and said, you know, Kathy, you're a visionary and you've enhanced my vision for me. And I'm like, Jack, you know, everyone knows there needs to be one place where people can find people they can trust. And, you know, like, why don't you do it, or Oprah or someone famous, you know? And he said, Kathy, you know why. And I'm like, I know why. It's because it's my life's purpose, not yours. And he just started to belly laugh again. And he said, that's right. He said, just because you're ready for, you know, you're ready now, doesn't mean that, you know, the people that you're supposed to have with you are. They're getting ready for you, and you have to be patient. And he said that, you know, the people that were coming together, you know, if you're looking for the best, and the best of the best. I mean, then you are looking for a very select group, especially to be your leaders. And you're just going to have to go through whatever you need to go through in order, you know, to wait. And so that's really how we started. And the other thing I wanted to share is the end of 2016. And I think one of the things that was so important to me, I think, especially with women, but for anybody, one of the things that I've learned about this program is that you just got to ask for what you want. And you're not out anything if you get a no, you're not on anything is how I feel. Because at the end of 2016, I was online. And it's not like, don't get me wrong, it's not like Jack and I talk all the time. I don't, you know, I mean, we know we're supposed to be doing this together, you know, that this is something that we're supposed to do to better the world. And so it's at a very deep level, but it's not like we're communicating all the time. So I'm just, you know, sharing some highlights. But we are definitely very connected. And so we were online talking, and I said, Jack, I'd like you to come to Seattle. And I said, Kathy, I'd love to. And so he said, but you have to talk to my CEO, Russ. And I said, okay. So I'm talking to Russ, and he said, Kathy, it's not in the budget. It's not in the calendar. You know, the answer is no. I said, Russ, you know, we'll have 800,000 people. And he's like, Kathy, you know, that's not going to happen. It just, you know, we haven't had that many people. And anyway, I wouldn't take no. And he said, well, I'll talk to Jack, but, you know, the answer is no, it's not you. You know, like, you're a nice person. You know, we've never met before. And, you know, Jack got back to me and said, Kathy, I'm so excited to come to Seattle. And we did end up he did come October 3rd, and we had the largest One Day to Greatness workshop that Jack's had. And it really was beautiful, because so many people that I'd been telling about Jack actually experienced, you know, breaking down and breaking through barriers and then wanting to connect to, resources. And so it was amazing. So now what's really cool is just this month, Kate, we're having May 23rd and 24th, we're actually having a 2-day workshop, and it's called Secrets to Success in Life and Business. And it's a 1 day of all the certified Canfield trainers that have been, you know, certified through Jack's training. And we're doing very much very similar to Jack's 1 day workshop that he did in October. The second day, we're connecting to a lot of our expert providers and our strategic partners in the different life dimensions. And so people then, they're, you know, you break down, you break through, and you're ready to connect to that trusted resource. And that's what we have, all these breakout sessions where they'll be able to connect to the different people that they're looking for, so that they can take the action steps that they want to actually, you know, move them forward to whatever it is that they've defined as their action steps in the first day. So that's just coming up. That's coming up May 23rd and 24th. And it's actually at Master Builders in Bellevue. And we'll have about 120 people there. It's kind of our pilot, because it's all for our colleagues. And then we'll be launching some major events to the public. So yeah, pretty exciting times.
That is exciting. Yeah. You also authored a chapter in Jack Canfield's book, Road to Success. What did you write about?
On this. Okay. Pretty much the things that that I've gone through in building this. And you know what? I think that one of the major things that I've learned is it's taken me a long time to get here, Kate. And I have to tell you that it would have been really easy to stay with just, you know, working with seniors and their housing needs. And I don't want to minimize the importance of doing that, or the importance of anybody wanting to do that, because it'll always be, a very highlighted and focus of our program, and we're revitalizing that. But it wasn't my life's purpose. Mine was bigger, and I went through a real, I almost feel like the best word to say is a vision crisis. You know, I realized that my life's purpose was so much bigger, but I couldn't see it. And when I can't see it, I can't sell it. Like I can, you know, I can, I had to go inside myself. You know, I had to go inside myself, and I had to work on my inner strength and becoming a better person, a stronger person, the person I needed to be in order to, you know, to really ask for what I want, because this is, you know, really big. I really feel that this is a group that's coming together that is going to connect with other beautiful groups. That, you know, is going to raise the vibration of the earth. That is, you know, that this is our way of doing it. And so it's been, you know, it's been a journey, and I had to learn to not be a people pleaser. I had so many people, the only time in my entire life I've ever experienced people not being okay with me. And I have to tell you, I went through a lot of really dark times. And I went through a lot of times where I wanted to quit. I wanted to do what other people wanted me to do. You know, lots of tears, a lot of fear, a lot of questioning, you know, questioning myself. And it was, so it's been really, I don't even want to pretend that it's been easy, because it hasn't been easy. But I don't think, when you're wanting to do something that is so important in the world, I don't think that is easy. So what I do know is that when we stay true to ourselves, that somehow, some way, that when we stay true to our vision, but we also surround ourselves with people that are working on them, you know, themselves, and that we're all working on things together, and they believe in your vision and you believe in theirs, and that somehow by being together and surrounding yourselves with people that kind of, you know, deserve to be around you and you deserve to be around them, because you're all working through this together and you're not alone, somehow, some way you get through it and you become stronger and better. And I just kind of feel like that's, you know, that's what's happening. And it's becoming magical, because now it feels like, you know, now we're in the flow, and now we're attracting those beautiful people. And one of my partners, Patrick Ranieri, he's from Tampa, and we got connected. And now all of a sudden, I mean, he has created a way to get rid of phobias, including a phobia of speaking. He's only worked with the military and the FBI, and I mean, he can do it with, and I saw him do it with a wonderful person, get rid of a phobia within, he did an amazing job within minutes, 10 minutes, but within hours. You know, I mean, the people that are coming together are just people that have been working on their own stuff for a long time, and now all of a sudden, you know, this group is just so strong and so beautiful that, you know, I just know we're going to be doing a lot of good in the world. And, you know, I wake up every day feeling grateful. And, you know, I feel like it's kind of why, you know, you and I met. And, looking at, you know, at Sandra, you know, Yancy coming with the women and the good that you're all doing. And I just feel that, you know, that's the kind of groups of people that are connecting right now. And it was really cute, because Sandra, when I talked to her, she goes, well, you know, I'm on DAX, you know, TLC, Transformational Leadership Council, you know. I was like, yeah, I know, you know, it's just, that's what's happening, you know. It's just, you know, beautiful people are connecting, and feels good. So I really, mm-hmm. I just, you know, I appreciate, you know, just being a part of your podcast, and having the experience and being able to share. And, you know, just I'll be following you, and definitely will be connecting you to other, you know, other people that you'd like to have on your show. And we'll, you know, love to get your word out. And, you know, that's how we can all help each other.
That's wonderful. So we're almost out of time. I have to ask you, what is one book or resource besides your own that changed your life that you would recommend to others?
The one that I think the one that I always go back to, and that so many of the books that I've read, I feel like the originator for me was Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. It's all about, I don't remember the exact quote, but it was all about, you know, what the mind can conceive, it can achieve. And I'm telling you, it is just so true. And so whenever, like now, Kate, it's just so amazing. Like every single day now, like I am 100% sure this is happening. Like we've got, I think, around 10 investors that are waiting for our pitch. And I'm going to be pitching to investors in June. And like, I know the money's coming. Like I know a lot of money's coming now. Like I don't even question it. It's just coming. Like, and so when you like know it and you feel it and you're preparing for it and it's all coming together, that's when it happens. It's when, and I'm really helping all of my people. We're all working on this because I feel like sometimes that it's a habit. Like, you know, when someone's down and you put a smile on your face, and it's like, you can't, I don't know. I can't like feel down when I have a smile on my face. And it sounds easy, but it's not at all. But now when I hear someone like focusing on, oh my God, how am I going to pay? You know, I've got this bill or whatever. It's like, no, wait a minute. And I help people, reframe things. And because it's a habit, it really, there are some things that just, we got to change our habits, but we're all helping each other do that together. And when you've got people who are doing that together, it's so much easier. The other thing I just wanted to share that when you talked about books, you know, my son and I are writing a book and probably one of the most beautiful experiences. Well, it is the most beautiful experience I've ever had in my life. Has actually been mentoring my son. And one of Roland Thompson is a, he's also a Canfield trainer, and he wants to, he's putting together mentor masterminds where we want a part of, you know, this whole, our whole experience in our group is going to be, we want to set up, I mean, Legacy Success Alliance is developing, helping individuals and families and companies, corporations develop successful legacies. And so a very important component is going to be, you know, mentoring. And so for me, just mentoring my own son become a very successful realtor and have a beautiful life, it's just been, you know, the most meaningful experience of my entire life. So yeah, that's just been, you know, I mean, there's so many different components of what we're putting together, but the beautiful thing is everybody's kind of owning a piece of it because it's what they want as part of their success, you know, their successful legacy. So it's not like it's me, it's just a bunch of beautiful people coming together and making it happen because it's what they wanted to do anyway. So they see that by becoming a part of this group, that they're going to be able to create what they wanted to, but they can do it faster and easier and better in the group.
And it's always more fun to do it with other people.
Oh, so much more fun. One of the things that we had in our last luncheon, we had a survey of the different eight dimensions and what would you like to take action on more than anything. Everybody, we had three, but every single person said they wanted more fun and recreation in their lives. Mm-hmm. And I had a profile done on me. It's called a power profile. And one of the most important things it said about me was I got to have fun. Like in my work, I got to have fun. And two of the most beautiful experiences I ever had was developing the model program for the wellness centers and college campuses, and then education program, the MBA university here, King's and Snohomish counties here in Bellevue. And oh my gosh, it was like, we had the most productive people. We built the most beautiful programs and we were always laughing and having meaningful conversations. But it was just fun. And when you got people laughing and doing what they love together, you know, and being very productive, there's just, I don't know, for me, there's just nothing better. You know, you're doing good in the world and enjoying it. That's really special when you've got people like that coming together. And that's what this 2-day event is going to be in May. So I really hope people come and experience it. So yeah, it's pretty exciting times.
You are a risk taker, as we noted in our introduction, jumping out of airplanes and off mountains, among other things. What's the most exciting adventure you've had so far, and what have you not done that you have on your bucket list?
The most exciting thing I've ever done, the greatest risk I've ever taken in my entire life, was definitely jumping into this. I think probably that day, standing up in front of, you know, my brokers and saying, I love you, but I gotta go, with absolutely no plan, was, you know, by far the greatest risk I've ever taken. And what I haven't done, I have not been anywhere outside of North America.
Oh, and my.
It is like my time to travel. And I am getting ready to be a global traveler for sure with this program. So I'm really excited about that.
Good for you. What's your first stop?
I think my first stop's going to be, I have a feeling it's going to be Italy.
Oh. Italy is lovely. I'm sure you'll enjoy it very much.
I bet I will. But who knows? You know, that's one of the things about me, is that as things, you know, I'll think, oh, I'm going to be so many places. But one of the things I've learned that, and I help other people do this, that instead of thinking about what I don't have or what, so maybe that'll be second. I don't know. I really don't care. But instead of thinking about what I haven't done, or maybe that's not the first, maybe that's the second, I've been starting to pat myself on the back for the things that I am risking and the things I am doing, instead of being upset with myself about the mistakes that I'm making, because I have to remind myself that nobody else is developing that one place where people can go to find people that they can trust. And the scammers are strategic, and they're making literally billions of dollars, Kate. And what we need to do is we need to not really even get new monies from people. We need to transfer the money that's going to the bad guys to the most trusted people. That there's so many beautiful, trusted people out there, but they don't know where to find us. And that's what we need to do. So, you know, I just keep on saying, well, we're going to do a lot of good in the world. Yes, we're going to make mistakes, and that's okay, because at least we're going to do it. And I think this is a huge risk. I mean, you know, actually, to keep going, it's been literally one risk after another, but by golly, it's been worth it. It's what Sandra was saying a couple of weeks ago. It's a calling, you know. I can't not do it. I actually went to the end of my life, and I thought about, you know, I was making a lot of money in real estate, and how would I feel, you know, without, you know, just, you know, keeping real estate without, you know, with everything, and how would I feel if I just kept doing that and not this? And how would I feel if I lost everything, which that's not going to happen, but if I lost everything, how would I feel at the end of my life? And I have to follow my life's purpose. And so then when you get to that place, it doesn't matter what happens. It doesn't matter what happens, because you're going to get through it, because you have a choice, but not really, because you just know that no matter what happens, you're going to do whatever it takes to keep moving forward.
If people want to find out more about the Legacy Success Alliance, whether as a potential client or alliance resource, how can they do that?
Right now, probably the best thing to do, we are a couple weeks away from our new website going up. Our current website was Legacy Caring, and it's legacycaring.com. The 2-day workshop that's coming up at Master Builders in Bellevue is legacysuccessworkshop.com, and people can register there. Or truly, if someone's very interested in learning more, they can always give me a call at 425-269-5824. And I'm located in downtown Kirkland.
Okay. Well, Kathy Whitelick, Legacy Success Alliance. That's a wonderful service you're providing, and I'm very excited for the launch. You are right. It is a big thing, and it is a very needed thing, and I'm glad that you're doing it. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks a lot, Kate. Really appreciate it.
Do you feel like you're drowning in administrivia? Do you have a podcast you would like transcribed to repurpose as a blog or even a best-selling book? Rhonda's Virtual Office is the answer to the freedom you crave so you can get busy doing what you love. Let Rhonda's Virtual Office give you the relief you need. Visit rhondasvirtualoffice.com and get some peace of mind today. Rhonda's Virtual Office is the go-to transcription service for EWN Podcast Network.
Thanks for joining us. Back now with your host, Kate Fessler.
Kathy's journey is a great example of how seemingly unrelated life experiences can all come together to your ultimate life's work. You may not be able to connect the dots just yet, but keep paying attention and the picture will become clear. It is unfortunate that seniors and others are routinely taken advantage of by unscrupulous people. Kathy's service to provide trusted, well-vetted resources is definitely needed. If you have something to add to the conversation, please leave a comment on my Facebook page, First Class Life Solutions. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate it on whatever platform you listen and follow the show to be notified of further episodes. And please tell your friends. What's your story? If you'd like to share it to inspire others on this podcast, please click on the link at the bottom of the show page and fill out the survey. If it seems like a good fit, I'll be in touch. Remember, you can find links to previous podcasts and the recommendations of my guests on my website, firstclasslifesolutions.com. I've got lots of interesting and inspiring guests coming up in the weeks ahead. I hope you'll join me. Until then, cheers to your authentic first-class life. I'm Kate Fessler. Thanks for listening to Change, Redefining Success.
Is the EWN Podcast Network. I'm Sandra Yancey, CEO and founder of eWomen Network. We invite you to listen to all of our EWN podcast hosts at EWNPodcastNetwork.com.